Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston. Let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Go, Sean Bajani and B. Scott. It's official now. You're in the loop. Here we go. Let's get this thing started.
That's
We're
right.
here, 10 to 2, Sports Radio 610. And to your surprise, a few texters texting in. Holy crap, the sun's out in 610's taking callers. Holy bleep. Yep, that's how I roll, man. Hit us up, 713-572-4610. Call Figgy. He'll determine whether or not you're good enough to be put on. Whether or not you think I'm good enough to be on, well, it doesn't matter. I'm here. You got to live with it until 2 o'clock today. So, glad to be here with you, B. Scott, Twitch, YouTube, up and running. Appreciate all of you guys checking us out on those platforms. Twitter as well is a place you can hit us up, ask a question, give a take, all that good stuff. At Brandon K. Scott, at Sean Bajani. So you ask a really good question at the end of the first segment. Could Khalil Davis be the Blake Cashman, so to speak, of the defensive line this year for the Houston Texans? I think it's a really, really good question. I think it's a great conversation to have, but not just about Khalil Davis. You have to include guys like Foley Fatakasi, like Tim Settle, like Mario Edwards Jr., who the Texans just signed. And, you know, Kurt Heinisch is still on this football team right now. My man Heine.
Yep.
Flashed a little bit last year. Yep. Ain't got a problem with it.
Flash as a rookie before that. Displaced. That was Roy Lopez last year where he displaced him, right?
Yeah.
But still, yeah. I mean, had a good year.
Lopez latched on with somebody, I feel
like. Yeah, his hometown team.
That's right.
Arizona Cardinals.
That's right.
Yep.
And so I'm looking at these three guys particularly with Khalil Davis as a fourth, right? And Foley Fatakasi is the only one amongst them that you could say is a starting level defensive tackle in the NFL, at least as far as his track record's concerned. You know, Tim Settle has started here and there a little bit. Mario Edwards, few and far between. He's an 8-9 year veteran, rotational player, but the most appealing thing about him is is you do look at the back of the football card with a guy like Mario Edwards and you say, damn, no matter what role this guy's been in, whatever team, he's produced. You know, he's good for a couple of three sacks, you know, some TFLs, some QB hits every year with a squad. Like, he's clearly an impact player, true pro, right? Does D'Amico Ryans think he's automatically going to become a quote-unquote starter in his ninth or tenth year in the NFL? I would typically say that's not how this thing goes in the league. But maybe the not-so-typical way is how we need to kind of condition our minds as to think what D'Amico Ryans envisions in year two under his defense. I don't know what he did in San Francisco because kind of like we were talking, B. Scott, I'm not going to pretend like I watched every 49ers game. In fact, I try not to watch 49ers games for one reason and one reason alone, and that's because my brother-in-law is a San Francisco 49er fan, and I despise him for that because he's never once been to the city of San Francisco aside from a tourist, and he grew up as a fan of them because – well, like, as you know, when you're kids, you latch on to teams. Like, I used to be a Yankee guy, and then I saw the light. He has not seen the light. He's a 49er guy.
Was it a bandwagon thing?
Yeah, it's like, a bandwagon thing. Yeah. Oh, you know, Steve Young.
Yeah. The Deion Sanders year. And they,
Terrell Owens. Yeah. You know, all that. It's like, come on, bro. Get out of here. He's a Brave fan, so I despise him for that. I try not to watch Braves games for that reason alone.
Oh, so wait. He's just a 90s front runner.
He is a 90s front runner.
Yeah,
yes.
He likes the teams
Braves,
that were good in the
Sacramento
early 90s.
Sacramento Kings, and in the San Francisco 49ers. And that's it. He's a Florida Gator fan. There you go. He's all over the damn map. So love you, Jay. But I mean, come on. Let's go. I gotta figure that out. Figure that one out and help you onto the other side.
I wish Houston Sports had given him. I don't know what the Rockets ever did to him, or if it's, you know, the fact that the Oilers were so pitiful in the early to mid 90s. But I wish Houston Sports had given him more to latch on to.
Well,
I mean, clearly
they've given us enough. Yeah. You know, they've given us enough over the years. You got to ride or die, and for H-Towners, that's what we do. But I say all that to say this, that is it beyond us to believe that D'Amico Ryans sees an opportunity here as to not necessarily worry about who's starting games, but to be as deep as you possibly can at a position group which benefits fresh, effective, disruptive bodies? Are we looking and focusing at the starter title a little bit too much?
Yeah, so I don't know if we're looking and focusing too much on the starter title as much as we are trying to nail down who the best bodies are. And I think you kind of laid it out there with Foley Fadakasi and Tim Settle and just what all of their experience is. I led into this with the question about Khalil Davis, somebody that started off on the practice squad last year with the Texans and ended up playing quite a bit for him, had a couple of sacks for him, started a game. But I think what we're really trying to figure out here is exactly what D'Amico Ryans' vision is, because, like, for me, and I know the guys who regularly do this show kind of shrug their shoulders at the Malik Collins trade, but to me, it was less about, hey, Malik Collins. But for me, it's less about, like, hey, Malik Collins is just this irreplaceable player as much as it is, hey, they're going clearly in a different direction. They clearly soured on a player that had played a lot for them in previous years, that they had paid money the summer before, the offseason before. Mm-hmm. And D'Amico Ryans, in whatever way, is trying to reimagine exactly what this defensive line is going to look like. And so that's why I bring up a question about a Khalil Davis, somebody who, again, was on the practice squad but ended up playing quite a bit for him eventually. Now, that could have been more about attrition or whatever it was. But that was somebody that I thought – we're taking note of even in training camp. That was even getting some questions asked about him. Or maybe I'm thinking preseason. But before he sort of emerged, there were questions about, hey, what do you think Khalil Davis's role could be on this team? And so I'm trying to figure out exactly what direction D'Amico Ryans is going in. But he clearly sees something in these guys, in this group of guys that he has right now, that I don't feel like the league has necessarily seen in them, at least in terms of how they fit into what he wants.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I feel like he's maybe pivoted to that. I think he'd settle on it because it was clear they wanted Eric Armstead. It was clear they wanted to bring Sheldon Rankins back. Otherwise, yeah. You don't make an offer to Rankins. You don't try to trade for Eric Armstead. And you swung and missed on both of those. And you beef up that position group by going out and getting guys like Mario Edwards, going out and getting guys like Tim Settle, both of which I think came after the fact. Even Foley did as well.
It seems like he would have preferred. This is my first time thinking about it like this. It is clear, actually, based off of what has happened between them trying to get back Sheldon Rankins and them trading Malik Collins for a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
It is clear that they would have preferred, D'Amico Ryan specifically, I think, would have preferred if Sheldon Rankins had been the guy that was still under contract and Malik Collins had been the free agent.
100%. Well,
because they clearly would have just let Malik go.
I don't want to put words into Nick Caserio's mouth, but you got a hell of a lot better memory than I do on this stuff. Nick Caserio was on earlier this week with Payne and Pendergast, Monday morning, 7:30. And correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe you can remember, but I seem to remember hearing Nick Caserio say that the Texans had maybe had conversations. I don't want to, because he didn't say it that way, but maybe he knew there was interest in Malik Collins from other teams last year.
Right.
And they decided then that he was going to be more of a part of a guy that could help them win football games last year.
Yeah.
To me, I think if anything's clear, that the Texans believed that it would behoove them more, benefit them more to save money on the cap this year than it would be for Malik Collins to help them win football games again this season. Because you traded Malik Collins for a 7th-round pick. You initially tried to trade for Eric Armstead with him, but maybe you determined, okay, the money's not going to work. This guy wants $17 million per in San Francisco. He's going to want that anywhere, and we just can't make it work for what we want to do.
And then you signed Danielle Hunter, too.
Yeah, then you signed Danielle Hunter, and that foiled the whole thing with the money
situation.
And God forbid, like, man, I don't know, Eric Armstead, Danielle Hunter, who knows?
Yeah.
Here's where I'm at on it, though. I went and spent way too much time on looking at every defensive tackle that has ever been traded over the course of the last 4 off seasons, what that team got in return for it.
Yeah.
It's happened twice over the last 4 off seasons in which a defensive tackle has been traded. Every single time they've gone for a 7th-round pick. Every single time we're talking about guys with big contracts like Malik Collins. In this case, he was $8.5 million. $16 million cap hit.
Yeah.
You do that move because you're trying to save money on the cap for another move. It might be to fill that position. It might not be to fill that position. It might be because you already think that guy exists on your roster. I just said last segment, I don't think that guy to play alongside Foley or Settle or Mario or Khalil or Kurt is on this roster yet. I think there is a strong possibility that the Texans either try to maybe make a move up in the first round, or they get a guy to fall to them in and around that 42. Maybe they still have to move up, but I think that guy exists in the draft.
Yeah, I've got this lasting image of Rod Wright, the defensive line coach for the Texans, who was a defensive lineman for the University of Texas back when they won the national championship. Rod Wright also coached at Sam Houston State when I was there toward the end. But that's neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting there or standing there at the Pro Day, at the Texas Pro Day a few days ago, just chopping it up with Tavondre Sweat. And in the back, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I wonder if
that's going.
I wonder if that is the precursor. Because for me, I don't have an issue with the compensation that you got from Malik Collins. My issue is, where is the reliability, the production, the guy that you're going to put in the middle? You created a hole that didn't exist. How are you going to fill it? And I still haven't been able to answer that question just yet.
We'll figure it out. We got till 2 o'clock, B. Scott. 713-572-4610. You can get in, call, text. Coming up next, it's time to localize it. And, well, this is a pretty easy one. Maybe some finality to the Texans' ownership change. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.